You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The government is likely to reduce the minimum export price of basmati rice to $850 per ton from $1,200 per ton imposed in August, following a series of consultations with exporters, farmers and state government officials in the key growing states of Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh. Sources told FE that a formal announcement is expected in the next couple of days. During a meeting with basmati rice stakeholders recently, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal initially stated that the government would lower the MEP to $900 per ton. However, following insistence by the exporters, the minister agreed to lower the duty further, sources said. In some more economy news, India and Australia may sign a mutual recognition agreement soon with a view to facilitating faster customs clearance for traders from the two countries, a senior government official said. The total bilateral trade in value terms between India and Australia was about $26 billion in FY23, which included India's exports worth $7 billion and imports worth $19 billion. Under MRA, the two countries issue mutual recognition agreement license to trusted companies and traders, also known as authorized economic operators, to carry out bilateral trade. The customs authorities recognize AEOs of both countries, which helps expedite customs clearances. Currently, India has signed MRAs with six countries, including US, UAE, and Taiwan. Meanwhile, the government on Wednesday raised the subsidy provided to poor women who got free cooking gas connections under the Ujjwala Yojana to Rs 300 per cylinder, as it looked to blunt opposition criticism of high fuel prices. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs raised the subsidy from Rs 200 per 14.2 kg cylinders for up to 12 refills per year to Rs 300 per bottle, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Thakur told reporters here. The move will benefit 9.6 crore families. After the increase in subsidy, a 14.2 kg LPG cylinder will now cost Rs 603 for Ujjwala beneficiaries. The move follows criticism by opposition parties of high LPG price. Parties like Congress are promising LPG cylinder at Rs 500 if voted to power. Over to market. Fundraising through main board IPOs declined 26% to Rs 26,300 crore in the first half of the fiscal, even as the number of issues more than doubled to 31. In the first half of FY23, the amount raised via initial public offerings stood at Rs 35,456 crore through 14 issues, according to data collected by Prime Database. However, excluding the mega LIC issue in May 2022, fund mobilization this year jumped 76% year-on-year. According to Pranav Haldia, Managing Director of the portal, fundraise via equities rose 69% to Rs 73,747 crore in the April to September period, from Rs 43,694 crore in the first half of FY23. This includes the money raised through the SME issue platforms, among others. In some more market news, Securities and Exchange Board of India has put together working groups in order to simplify regulations and ease and reduce the cost of compliance. These working groups will look into the requirement to enhance the ease of compliance and reduce cost, according to a press release shared by the capital markets regulator on Wednesday. SEBI has invited suggestions for specific regulations from public and regulated entities, latest by November 6, 2023. Currently, 16 working groups under SEBI's standing advisory committees are reviewing the compliance requirements of various rules applicable to different regulated entities. These regulated entities include equity and debt-listed companies, mutual funds, stockbrokers, alternative investment funds, REITs, INVITs, portfolio managers, custodians, investment advisors, and research analysts. Moving on to the auto sector, BMW Motorrad has launched the M1000R in India at a starting price of Rs 33 lakh. It is offered in two variants, standard and competition, the latter priced at Rs 38 lakh, both prices ex-showroom. The motorcycle made its global debut along with its fully fared sibling, M1000RR, around the same time last year. Available as a completely built-up unit, the flagship naked street fighter from the German marquee motorcycle can be pre-ordered at all BMW Motorrad India authorized dealerships from today onwards. Deliveries for the M1000RR will begin in January 2024. The overall design is very sleek and sharp, courtesy of the new M winglets and M carbon wheels. Lastly, some news from the tech world. Twitter, now known as X, is removing headlines from news articles posted on the platform. The plan to remove the headlines was first announced in August when Musk announced that it came directly from him and it would improve the aesthetics. Under the new design, when a user shares a link to a news article on X, only the lead image and URL of the article will be displayed. The headline and any other text will be removed. For headlines to appear, users sharing news posts will have to manually write them. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.